I'm Rory Kerr.
And I'm Mark Fay.
This is the podcast where two tour guides reflect on 15 years of travel to seven continents and over 120 countries. Each episode, we'll be focusing on a country from both a tour guide and a backpacker's perspective. We are no experts, but our hilarious and often bizarre stories will keep you informed on the do's, the don'ts, and the hidden melons that will surely get you excited for your next big adventure. Welcome back to Don't Miss the Bus. As always, it is Mark and Rory here. And this week we are rolling in to, after our west coast of the United States, we are headed east and we are going to do the east coast of the United States. What words? Mark's already laughing. I think I said it a few too many times.
And I also love the
I'm just emphasizing it.
You're emphasizing it, and what did you say? We're rolling in today.
Rolling in.
And the beats get rolling.
Or are we flying? Are we like the magic school bus?
We are Mrs. Tingle. Is she back? Wouldn't it be amazing if the magic school bus existed?
How good would that be?
Like just getting on that bus, knowing it's magical, you're on that yellow, you've got a cool teacher. Well,
this podcast is like getting on the magic school bus.
Yes, and just remember, guys, don't miss the bus. Subscribe, make sure you join our Instagram, our Facebook. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's actually tell them some information so they want to. One word you think of when you need to describe the east coast of the United States.
Cold.
Cold?
Cold.
I'm guessing you went there in the winter.
I am referring both physically and I'm also referring to some people that I met. So stay tuned for those stories coming up. Nice. And what about yourself?
I would say urban.
Okay.
Because when I think of the east coast, I think cities. Unlike the west coast, that is... There's cities, but there's lots of nature and getting out there and things to see. On the East Coast, it's all about the cities.
Yep.
And there's people everywhere.
Do you think what I said before about calling it cold, do you think that's offended some people on the East already? Do you think they're already angry at me?
Well, I want to hear the stories.
Okay, should I get stuck straight into that?
Let's go with it.
Okay, so I have had, both physically, obviously cold, during the wintertime, freezing. New Hampshire, Boston, these sort of places.
But in the summer, it can be extremely hot.
Absolutely. Yep. Like blisteringly hot. Like especially, like even like Manhattan, walking around those streets in the summer.
And the concrete and it radiates.
It's like a concrete jungle.
Yep.
Where dreams are made of. You get good. New York.
But in the Midwest too, they get over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which is like 40 degrees in the summer, and it's muggy.
But dude, that's kind of what irritates me. There's a big difference between the winter. They have proper winters and proper summers, okay? Yeah. I shouldn't say irritate, but I love that, you know, consistently just okay kind of weather. I don't like the polar opposites, for me personally. But one place in particular I experience a lot of cold hospitality is in Boston.
Boston?
Yeah. I like Boston. But even as my Boston friends have said to me, Boston people are kind of cold, man. Like, and I don't know what accent I'm doing right now. I mean, I'm turning black.
I thought you gave up the accents. It's been a few episodes that since you've gone through these accents, but we're back.
I'm bringing it back. Okay. But like, you know, Boston, by the way, do you want to hear I may as well do a Boston accent.
Wasn't that what you were trying to do before?
I was trying, and then I went to an Indian Malaysian accent.
Okay.
You know, but no, a Boston, like as long as you get in your car and you go to the bar.
Okay, enough with the accents.
So, yeah, not my finest minute. Are we editing that bit out?
We can edit that out.
If we remember. We're probably not going to remember.
Okay.
And we're not good at editing.
Let's go back to the people.
I found the people of Boston and to honestly not be that accommodating. So yep. if I'd ask, you remember how I
have
said
you got
Americans?
One example that yep. right rings
yep.
out?
Yep. We're at a bar in yep. a bar.
A bar?
In Boston. And
in Boston?
In Boston, Massachusetts. And I was at the bar. And you know what? We're the exact same. We want to chat to people. We want to meet the people, you know? People want to meet the don't miss the bus people. We all want to meet each other. But I remember I was at this bar in Boston and these people I literally was sitting next to and I asked them a question. Like, oh, how good's this bar? You know, where do you get, you know, where's the cocktail menu? That's right, I drink cocktails. And he kind of said, I'm sorry. And just in a very cold, like, turning a shoulder to me. And I said, all right, clearly doesn't want to help me. I'll ask the person on the right. And I had the same reaction to the one on the right.
Yeah.
And then I said to my friend Jackie, what's going on? What, like, why is it, am I intimidating? Do I not look good? Like, well, she's like, Boston people are just cold, Mark. Like, you just gotta, like, Boston people are just in their own bubble.
Yeah.
You know? And I gotta say, as much as I'm talking negative about Boston, one thing I think was phenomenal. You remember the incident, the Boston Marathon bomb that went off? So, I wasn't following it that closely at the time. Ended up seeing the movie Patriots Day.
You watching a movie? I would never have guessed.
to summarize how it went, Mark Wahlberg, fantastic actor. And I thought it's phenomenal. I don't know any other city in America that would be able to close and shut down itself completely to find two murderers like they did.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's a Boston community. It's a community. They are one, like the Wahlbergs.
It was a pity that they can't do the same during COVID.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so that's just an experience I had, hence why I'm saying cold.
Yep.
So what about you? What is there anything you would you think?
So I agree with you with people can be cold in the big cities. I'm not summarizing everybody, but they're big cities. People are going places and
they're in a rush.
They're in a rush and they don't often have time for other people. And I think that can, if you're always in a rush somewhere and always going somewhere and always that flows into everyday life. If
Absolutely.
You're out in a bar and trying to switch that off.
I don't know where.
In a bar.
A bar.
It's hard to. So I do think, well, Boston for me, it feels very young. There's a lot of young people, lots and lots of universities.
Oh, Harvard.
There's lots. Boston
RMIT.
University, MIT.
Is Brown there?
MIT, RMIT's in Melbourne.
I was way off.
What was the other one?
Was it Brown?
I think Brown's either in New York or in Boston.
What's the other one we're missing? It's a big one. Harvard. There's two big ones, Harvard and...
Are you thinking of Yale? Stanford? Stanford?
Cambridge.
That's in England.
Oh. I was way off.
We're due to get to our podcast at that moment.
This is two tour guides telling you all the good things to see and do.
Go to Cambridge in Boston. Anyways, it's a very young. There's lots going on. It loves its sport, Boston, and it's a very successful sporting town. There is things to do.
Yeah.
Well worth doing a Harvard talk. Did you do the Harvard talk?
Rory, if you're gonna ask me the question which is off the beaten path, like something which the guidebooks doesn't say, do a Harvard tour.
It was good.
Okay. The guidebooks will say go to Harvard, check out the university, take photos. Obviously one of the most, you know, exclusive universities to go to in the world.
They put it out like anybody can get in there, but I think that's it's a front. Still have to.
No, it's difficult to get. I mean, look, when I got accepted a few times and knocked it back, it was because I just.
Because you didn't know where Cambridge was?
It was. I got lost. I missed the bus. But certainly, I would highly recommend do a tour of Harvard.
Yeah.
Do a Segway tour, in fact. They do little Segways where if you don't know what Segways are, they're basically two wheels, scooters.
Two wheels, yeah.
Kind of you're standing up. Think of Mall Cop, Paul Blunt, you know, the movie, where, you know, going around the whole campus, because Harvard is Huge.
Massive.
Huge.
It is.
Absolutely massive. And you might be lucky. You might meet the next Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, you could.
He pulled out of that university. Did you know that?
Did he pull out or did he get kicked out?
He left because of Facebook. I mean, he was 2 years in or something, and he said, do I want to study hard and earn, you know, $70,000 a year, or do I want to go off and make billions of dollars?
I don't think he was ever going to... I don't think anybody that's gone to Harvard earns $70,000 a year.
No, I'm saying when he graduated, he would earn 70 grand in his profession.
Okay, moving on. New York City. What's your thoughts on New York City? We have to go...
Yeah, New York City, look, I mean, New York, it's so big. There's, of course, there's Manhattan Island, which is where, obviously, all the tourists want to go to.
Yeah.
And then one of my best friends, John, he lives out in Brooklyn, so I've spent a lot of time out in Brooklyn.
Hip place to be.
Hip place. I tell you what, though, if you want to talk about accommodation sizes, holy moly, you ain't getting much room in Brooklyn. I mean, it is, the house... I mean, the price of real estate is through the roof. The size of real estate is very small.
Yeah.
It's kind of all over Long Island, Queens, all the same.
Brooklyn is more expensive than parts of Manhattan.
That wouldn't surprise me.
It is.
Can I also just say, a lot of viewers, listeners may know this, may not know this. To go from Brooklyn to Manhattan, it's an hour journey. It's an hour.
It depends where you are in Brooklyn.
You're right. Yeah. Sorry. So in John, in my friend's case.
Yep.
It's actually over an hour, but he's in a really nice area. I think it's called the Mill Basin. But it's an hour commute. But even if you're kind of, is it the Staples Center, which is in Brooklyn where they do the ice hockey?
Barclays Center.
Yeah. I mean, even that, to go from there, which is at the front of Brooklyn, to go to Manhattan, it's still a decent journey. It's a 15, 20 minute journey. Do you know what I mean? To get to Manhattan. So just bear in mind, New York's huge. Simple as that.
It is good. But the metro is good.
Metro's good. Subway. The subway. Look, Rory, if you were to talk about the hygiene of that metro, what would you say? What would come to your mind?
It's not like the London Underground. It is pretty dirty.
It's dirty.
It's dirty. Rats, but I felt safe on it.
I felt safe, certainly. But yeah, don't expect a... You know, a silver spoons kind of service on, you know, with how it's going to be.
When we're on Brooklyn, Brooklyn is the trendy place to be at the moment. If you do there, I recommend going and wandering around.
What did you say your English was out of 10?
At 3.
2.
2. I'll take that. If you go to Brooklyn, wander around to nice little cafes and restaurants, but go down to Domino Park. It's a park right down on the water overlooking New York, Manhattan, and beautiful views, nice little park on a sunny day. They've got bocce there.
Is that the one with
volleyball?
There's unlimited pizza at Domino Park. Domino's Park? Okay, go on.
No comment. My recommendations for New York City, we could be here all day. The Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
Oh.
If you want somewhere nice, and you know how you are a fancy person, because we've seen your fancy shirts.
Yes, the cocktails and the wine and fine foods.
Exactly. So go to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. You have to get in an elevator. You go up. It's about floor 15 or 16. But there's a bar there that overlooks Central Park. Now, if you go at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you won't need to book a table, and it's quieter. Have a cocktail overlooking Central Park. It is spectacular. So you're going to pay through the roof. It's going to be about $20, but go and have one cocktail.
You know what? You've already just killed two birds with one stone, because I was going to even ask you straight after this. Rory, would you recommend the Empire State? Rory, would you recommend the Chrysler? You're telling me there's somewhere you can go quite nice and high overlooking Central Park where you don't need to pay to go to apart from buying your drink.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer.
It is. Get dressed up. Go do it. Treat yourself. It's nice to do that before going out for an early dinner. Now, Central Park, what's your thoughts, Mark?
Oh, my goodness. So, Central Park, am I right in saying this? It's the biggest city park in the world?
I don't think so.
It's not?
I think Kings Park.
Oh, you're Perth right. I think where we are right now. Yeah, you're right.
And but... I think Stanley Park is bigger than it in Vancouver. But so it's
huge.
One of the most iconic parks.
Oh, and you know what? Like, for somewhere that's a concrete jungle, like where dreams are made of, you might see Alicia Keys there, you might not. I think Central Park is outstanding. Outstanding. I think the beautiful, obviously, tracks you can walk, cycle. You can literally be seeing people playing volleyball. There's turtles. There's beautiful fountains.
A zoo.
Is there a zoo?
Yeah, there's a zoo in there. Ice skating. There's so much.
But like, you're in the middle of New York. So New York obviously is a busy place. It's a polluted place. It's crazy. But then you go to this park, Central Park.
Yep.
It's like you're not in Manhattan anymore. No. It's like...
It is pretty spectacular.
It's pretty spectacular. And people will think, oh, it must be so overcrowded. Yes and no. I mean, when I think of overcrowding, I think of Hyde Park as a lot more overcrowded than what Central Park
there.
Would be.
Yep.
So I think it's phenomenal. What are your thoughts on it?
I love it. I would recommend to get a bike and ride around it.
Yes, definitely.
Where Strawberry Fields, where... John
Strawberry
Lennon.
Fields forever.
John and Lennon was shot, and they lived in an apartment near there. Go and check it out.
Why did you say Strawberry Fields?
That's what it's called.
The building?
There's like an area of Central Park, and it's they call it Strawberry Fields, it's like a commemoration.
Oh, dedicated to him.
So look at that. If you do get a bike. Just check the brakes. My dad went over the handlebars on a bike that we hired, and I nearly went over the handlebars. So just be a little bit careful. They're good brakes anyway. Favorite movie that was filmed in Central Park?
Yeah, for me, I mean, this has to be. No, I think it's. I think we're gonna have a different one.
Different one?
I think we're gonna have a different one. Mine is Cruel Intentions.
Oh,
yep.
That is good.
And yourself? Maybe I could have a guess.
Come on.
I am going to say Central Park, film there. I am going to throw it out there. I am going to say either Home Alone. Is that it?
I'm basic.
Home Alone.
What was your other choice?
My other choice was going to be... What's that movie with Tim Allen and the kid? You know, he gets his kid from a tribal village. And brings him to the big smoke.
Going to America?
No, isn't that Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Anyways, I'm basic. It's Home Alone. I love that movie. Another recommendations, restaurants you can eat in New York. There is every food under the sun. It is amazing for food. One little restaurant that I went to recently was called The Marshall. Not super high-end, but good quality food for a reasonable price.
Did you see Matt Damon? Was he at the restaurant?
No.
No, okay. By the way, the movie is called Jungle to Jungle.
Jungle to Jungle. I don't even know if I've seen that.
Yeah, it was one of Tim Allen's films.
Good.
You know, at the time, do you remember when like movies during kind of the 90s were those fun kind of kid movies?
Yeah.
I mean... It's kind of outdated now, but at the time it changed cinema.
Changed cinema. Heard it here first. Jungle to Jungle. Changed cinema.
Changed the landscape. Why are you calling it cinema? What's the matter with you?
Cinema.
You are going from a 3 to a 2. I'm putting you down to a 1.5. Let's see if we can bump you up a few notches, pal.
What other recommendations have you got for New York?
New York? You know me. I'm a theatre man. Go and see a show. Go and see a show at the theatre.
Yeah.
I'd recommend, though, when you go see a show at theatre, either go to... In Central Square? Is it not Central Square? With all the lights. Is
Central
that,
Park or Times Square?
Times Square.
You got Central Park and Times Square combined there.
Yeah, I got...
Central Square.
I got excited. Now my vocab's gone from a 7 to a 6.4.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm miles above you.
Okay.
You go to Times Square and you can buy last minute tickets there.
Yep.
Literally 30 minutes before the show, you get tickets dirt cheap. So I went and saw the Blue Man Group.
Okay.
Which probably you've heard of, seen maybe.
Was good?
Phenomenal. Yep. I loved it personally. Nice. That's what I would recommend in New York. I would also recommend there's Rory, listeners, are you ready for the best food recommendation in your life?
Wait, before you say anything, it's pizza.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Have I told you about this?
You have.
Okay.
I was going to New York and that's all you talked about. And you kept on begging me to go to this place.
It is the best ever. It's called John's Pizza on Bleecker Street.
Okay? John's Pizza on Bleecker Street.
John's Pizza on Bleecker. Everybody knows
and
it.
And it's New York pizza.
It's New York pizza. The sauce, the dough, bread. Mate, you know me. I like pizza. I actually wanted to have pizza with you today. You rejected that offer. Best pizza I've had.
Was it John's?
Yes, it was not John's. It was not John's. And can I also say, when people go to John's Pizza, go across the road, literally across the road, walk down to the right, maybe 100 meters, and there's a little bakery called Rocco's.
Rocco's, yep.
Best cheesecake you'll ever have in your life. You know the Philadelphia cheesecake?
Yep.
Rory, it is... I want to book a flight to New York right now just to have that pizza and that cheesecake. I'll smother all over my face. I'll let you lick it off me. I'll lick it off me. We will have a party with this pizza and cheesecake. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Are you excited? Highly recommend that. Rory, what would you recommend in New York? What's a must do?
Must do for me.
And also I want to know what's a must not do.
Okay. Let's start with the must do's. The High Line, which is... old train tracks, and it's only opened in the last couple of years that they've turned into a raised footpath.
Yeah.
And there's trees and stuff like that, and you walk through the skyscrapers through this like raised footpath. It's phenomenal. At the end of the High Line, it's a new building that they've put up. It's called the Vessel, and it's like this giant honeycomb art structure with stairs, and you walk up it and go through. It's really cool. Check it out while you're there. MoMA, Museum of Modern Art. I love Salvador Dali. And the Melting Clots was in MoMA. I don't know if it still is, but it was when I was there.
Question without notice, where was he born?
I do not know.
España.
I was leaning that way, but I wasn't committed to it.
The best artist in the world is Spanish.
There you go. The Met Museum is worth going to. Little Italy. I love Little Italy in... New York. It's good. It's expensive.
I've never been, is it expensive?
It's expensive, but I like it. It's especially at night, it's all lit up and tables out. And
do you have a Luigi trying to bring you in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in New York twice for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God.
Which is a fun time.
Am I not mistaken when I say they invented St. Patrick's Day?
So they didn't invent it. They made it into what it was today. In Ireland, they've always had parades.
Yeah.
But they didn't celebrate it
as
much as they did in North America, especially in New York.
Yeah.
Boston,
it's
New
massive.
York, but New York.
Because they've got a big Irish community, especially in Boston.
Huge. And New York, too.
Yeah.
And
but I mean, there's the Boston Celtics.
Yeah. They'll look, both of them do. Well worth it if you're ever there around March 20th, I think it is. Head there. My other recommendations is you need to get a place to stay when you're in New York. I find that Airbnb, what you get is super expensive and very small. You're better off going to a hotel. Hotels have great deals in New York. They're going to work out cheaper. You're going to get more for it. My parents recently were in New York and they stayed at a hotel, and it had every evening drinks, alcoholic drinks that you could go at about 3 o'clock and little nibblies. And it was a great way to, what do you call it, go and start your night, have a few drinks at like 3, 4 o'clock, and then go out and have dinner or go to a show. And it's got breakfast, and you got a lot more for your money. So if you're in New York, I recommend look up hotels. I'm a big advocate for Airbnb, but I'd recommend hotels in New York.
Would you recommend when you're in New York staying in Manhattan?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're in the thick of it, you're central, there's lots. I would stay away from a Times Square.
Yeah.
You got to go there, but it's
go
a
there.
Tourist trap.
Yeah, go there, see it, bye.
Yeah, and that's my big thing. It's a tourist trap.
Yeah.
Overrated. don't stay too long there. Restaurants are not that good around it. Yeah. People trying to sell your stuff. Yeah. The other thing is taking a Statue of Liberty tour. You can get on the Staten Island Ferry for, it's either free or it's cheap. It's like a couple of dollars. And the ferry goes straight by the Statue of Liberty.
It doesn't stop?
It doesn't stop. But it's, I think it's free, the ferry.
Question without notice. And you can where just, does it come from, the Statue of Liberty?
It comes from Paris.
Very good.
Yes. Do you know a funny thing about the Statue of Liberty? They nearly didn't want it because to pay for the platform was going to cost loads and it was going to be taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And the New York, I think it was the New York Times or one of the newspapers raised money through there and to get the stand for the Statue of Liberty.
Would you say the Statue of Liberty is worth actually seeing?
It's worth seeing. I wouldn't say it's worth going out to.
You know what? I got to tell you from my point of view when I first went to America.
Yeah.
And I went to New York and saw the Statue of Liberty. It really was almost tear-jerking for me from somebody that had seen it on the movie so often, seen, you know, it talked about so often, and actually seeing it, I think personally it's well worth seeing it, but you really only need to see it once, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've seen it once, see you later. Yeah. Can I tell you something I would highly recommend probably not to go to?
Yeah.
It's overrated. With food, you know me, I'm big on my burgers.
Yep.
We had a burger this afternoon, actually. So you may have heard of a place called Shake Shack. Shack,
yep.
Okay, which was invented actually in New York, and the original is near Central Park. Don't go, okay? Overrated, not great. The line is huge, okay? Do yourself a favor. Find a local joint that does hamburgers, puts the love, the heart, the soul into it, and you'll get a better experience. Because I'm going to tell you, folks, you know this, I know this, Rory knows this, you're never short for burger choices, pizza choices, anywhere in America. So do yourself that favor.
Let's change gears. So we've focused on New York. We've looked at Boston. Let's move away. One city, a place that we haven't talked about. It is the third biggest city in the United States. It is?
Miami? Quiz. No, sorry. It would be... Geez, good question. I'm going to... New Jersey. No, I don't know. Where?
Oh, he's stumped. Chicago. You have been to Chicago. It is the third biggest city. And currently, I need to tell our listeners, Mark is rubbing his Prison Break poster. He loves Prison Break. And Mark is going to tell us all about Prison Break, and that's probably all he's going to talk about Chicago. Am I right, Mark?
I think you're spot on, Rory.
Hit us with it.
So, listeners now are very well aware, I love two shows, maybe three, including Breaking Bad, Scrubs, and Prison Break. So... where Prison Break was filmed was an old prison called Joliet Prison.
Yep.
Okay, in the town Joliet. It's a 45-minute trip out of Chicago that I got a train to go to. It's actually where Blues Brothers, you know where he comes out of prison?
Can I stop you before you go any further?
Please.
The passion level of Mark has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
And we both have our passionate things, but Mark is so passionate about this. And you probably feel it at home. Keep going.
So, greatest show of all time being Prison Break. I literally lost my SH, you fill in the rest, when I went to this prison. So you know how the show is called Prison Break? For me, it was Prison Break In. Because I actually went around this whole abandoned prison where Prison Break was filmed. I broke into the prison. In hindsight, I could have got shot. I could have been...
Did you need any tattoos?
I had my blueprint, all written on my body. Yep. So I knew where to go, where not to go.
Did you really get a texture out and draw
no,
on
I
your
did.
Body? That would have been pretty funny.
It was very cold, so I didn't want to show any skin anyway. So,
oh, yep, back to... Yep,
yeah. That's where the piping is to go that way. Okay, good. The sewage system. So I went around the whole prison. I spent the good part of 4 hours, honestly, going around the prison. For me, it was amazing. Okay, a rundown, abandoned prison. I was watching the show on my phone as I'm going around the prison. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. Just knowing where certain scenes were filmed, knowing that Michael Scofield, Lincoln Burrows, that's where the electric chair was? Are you kidding me? Oh my God, is that where he actually broke in? Is that where the bus went in and dropped in the prison? phenomenal. Highly recommend it. Get on to the train, main train station in Chicago. Like I said, 45-50 minute journey.
You can take a train out to it?
Train straight to Joliet. Okay. The walk from the stations, 25 minutes. Great walk. It's a Spanish village, so everything's written in Spanish.
Okay.
Could hardly find anything in English. And I also tried, which I'd never had before in my life, and I was always desperate to try it because of the movie Harold and Kumar.
Okay.
I tried White Castle. Right in Joliet.
Oh, yeah? What's your thoughts?
The sliders. You know what sliders are? The small little burgers.
Explain to the listeners what.
So so there's normal burger sizes. Sliders are just these small little like square patty burgers. Just literally, you could eat it almost in one bite, a whole slider. So I wanted to try White Castle.
But you get like 4, 5, 6 sliders in a meal.
Oh, yeah. You could have, well, you could have as many as you want. They do like 20 sliders and things like that. I actually, funny story, I went into the White Castle in Joliet. Nobody goes there. It's not a tourist town. And they heard my accent.
Yep.
And as I'm eating the, like, I could just see they were staring at me like, who is this monkey coming into our store? So I sat down all excited with my sliders, having a bite. And the, one of the ladies that was working there, she would have been 65. She comes up to me and goes, "Oh my God, I am so sorry to interrupt you. I've just never met anybody from Australia. Can I get you on Facebook? Is that okay? I'm so sorry. I would love to have an Australian friend."
That's endearing.
I was like, you know what? Bring your friends. Come on. Add me. And I've got a new friend. And I also have to say another thing, Rory.
Will she be tuning in to this podcast?
Yeah, her name's Heather.
Heather?
Yep.
Lovely.
Heather Stevenson. Steve.
You just go way back.
Yeah, we go way back to that one conversation, which was just something special. But I will say, I also had right beside White Castle. So there's only one White Castle, guys. Look it up. Google it.
There's actually lots. I had my first...
No, in Joliet.
Okay.
In Joliet.
I don't think people are going to be going to Joliet for White Castle.
Well, they will for what I'm about to say next.
Okay.
Next door to the White Castle in Joliet, there is a milkshake shop.
Okay.
Rory, you know I like my sweets. The best milkshake I have ever had in my life was in Joliet. It was
That's a big call.
Rory, it's not often that I get starstruck by something. This milkshake, again, back to John's. Going to the and back to Rocco's, getting that cheesecake and pizza. Joliet, I'm going back for that milkshake. Phenomenal.
So what I'm hearing, Mark, is we were going to go on to Chicago,
yep.
But don't bother going to Chicago. Just go to Joliet.
Just skip Chicago. What, you're wasting your time. Don't worry about going to Grimaldi's. Don't worry about going and seeing, you know, the big tower. What's the big tower in Chicago called? Sears Tower, I think.
Yeah, actually it is. And you can walk out on a glass thing.
Bit overrated, expensive. Yeah. Do yourself a favor, get to Joliet. If you want any more information, you can private message Don't Miss the Bus podcast and I'll tell you a lot more about Joliet.
Before we move on, is there any...
I'm desperate to move on. Why are you keeping me on
is
Joliet?
Is there any tours out to Prison Break?
Oh, no, there's not.
So you have to do it on your own.
Yes. I mean, Prison Break, it's had its moment, you know. One season that everybody loved, and then the critics all say second, third, fourth season, not as great.
Mark Fay doesn't, though.
I do not say that at all. I don't think it. I don't feel it. The second was as good as the first. The third was as good as the second, et cetera, okay. Highly recommend it. Rory, what are your thoughts about Chicago? I mean, because when you hear Chicago...
There's lots.
Of a lot of good things. I mean, there's obviously the negative with the guns and those sorts of things. But so, what are your thoughts on
Chicago
it?
Is the most divided city in the US. And the South Side is one of the roughest areas of the whole US. As a tourist, most of the tourists are north of the city, the city center, and north of it.
Yeah.
There is a lot to do in Chicago. I recently went there only in January in wintertime, and we were at Millennium Park. It's right in the center. It's Chicago's version of Central Park. A lot of concerts in the summer.
Lincoln Park.
Millennium.
Lincoln Zoo.
Yeah, I'll talk about that. But Millennium Park is south of there, and there's lots of concerts, and it's out onto the lake. But in the winter, they've got what is called the ribbon. So they've got a normal ice skating rink, but then they've got this ribbon, and it's like a racetrack that loops around, and you ice skate on it, and it goes up and down.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. So we skated around the ribbon. If you're in Chicago in the winter, well worth doing. Another place I went to was a place called Cindy's. Cindy's is this restaurant overlooking Millennium Park, and it's got a big patio, and you can go up there for a nice drink. We were there in the winter, and they had fires out, and we got a hot toddy and sat out on the balcony looking in out over the park.
Wow.
Linkin Park, as Mark mentioned, is one of the only free zoos, probably the best free zoo still in existence in the US. So you can go to Linkin Park and look around. It's worth looking at.
You know what? I tried so hard, but got nowhere. In the end, it doesn't even matter. Linkin Park, the band. Anyway, yeah. It's a free zoo, you're right. So you do see you see lions, you see gorillas. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I actually hired a bicycle. You know how they've got the bicycle stands all across Chicago?
Yep.
I cycled to the zoo. I cycled all around
Chicago. It's a great city to cycle.
It is not a great city. It's a phenomenal city.
Yeah.
And just be aware, though, in wintertime, it's one of the coldest cities probably in America.
Very, very cold and very, very warm in the summertime.
Yeah.
So another thing I did was a pedway tour. Now, in Chicago, a lot of these cities in the north where it's really cold, underneath the city, they've got tunnels. And in the south, they've got it to keep it cool. But in the north, it's mainly because of winter. And these tunnels have a lot of history in them. So we did a pedway tour. Architecture, there's architecture tours, well worth doing too. But the Tiffany Dome. Do yourself a favor, when you're in Chicago, go and look at the Tiffany Dome by yourself. It is magnificent. I'll put up some photos, stained glass dome, and you can sit there and look at it for about half an hour. It's incredible.
That sounds good.
One of my favorite movies of all time. It's all about being in Chicago, a big day out in Chicago. It is, of course,
Ferris Bueller's?
Yes, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Day out.
What am I? Yeah, I know this is bad.
Rory.
Am I on a one now or am I going down?
I'm
going
to leave you on the 1.5, but just watch yourself, man. Okay. I am losing my patience with you. And so are the listeners.
Most people have seen it, go to a museum, Wrigley Field, go see a baseball game, oldest baseball parks in the US.
Yes, it is.
Brooklyn, we talked about in New York.
Yes.
The hip, trendy, cool place with cafes and unique shops. Chicago's version of it are two places. They're right next to each other, Wicker Park and Bucktown. Now, Wicker Park and Bucktown, trendy. I was there recently and I thought it was a great idea to go in to this vintage shop. And I bought Andy Warhol tracksuit pants with brown rotten bananas and a watermelon shirt. And my partner was disgusted. And he turned around and said, "You need to show me that you love it so much. You need to wear them on the plane back." So I walked around O'Hara Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world, with Andy Warhol white with bananas all over them, rotten bananas, and then a watermelon shirt. And the looks I got walking through was wow. Navy Pier is overrated. Did you go to Navy Pier in Chicago?
Yeah, I did. And it's also very windy as well. So just bring a windbreaker or something when you go there because it's quite long. It's quite a long boardwalk.
Yeah.
Overrated. Yeah, I think that's a fair call. Expensive. Overrated. I think it's trying to be hip, modern. It's not.
It's not.
It's very overrated. Great call. Avoid it.
Yeah. Deep dish pizza. What Chicago's famous
for? Wow. How you couldn't not go to Chicago without having a pizza pie.
Yep.
Okay. What are your thoughts on it?
I think
it's... Because they're mixed.
Hit and miss. Do your research.
Yes.
You can, and even I did research and I was like, I wasn't that impressed. And then I'd go to like just some random one and I was like, this is amazing.
Well, no, here's the thing. You need to book in advance. at a restaurant so that they have an hour to prepare it, because it takes an hour to cook.
Good advice. Okay. Very good advice.
Because if you just show up and you try a pizza pie, which is in a window, that's been, you have to have it fresh. But I can tell you guys, a pizza pie, it's a meal for the day. Okay. It's a heavy, heavy. So if you don't know what we're talking about, it's a pizza, which is just a deep, deep, deep dish pizza. Okay. Very, very heavy. You literally have a couple of slices and you'll be full. So, yeah, highly recommend it. Did you go to Portillo's, the hot dog place? Very famous?
No, I didn't.
It's, yeah, go to Chicago. Portillo's is Steph, P-O-R-T-I-L-L-O-S. So, in regards to hot dogs, you want the best hot dog in America? They say go to Chicago. In my opinion, it's not. I didn't enjoy it at all. But go there. It's an experience. The waiters, waitresses are very fun. Yeah, and it's central Chicago.
So, Mark, we've been talking about the big cities on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I want to change tack. I want to talk about some of those cities that are a little bit less undiscovered. Tourists might not go there as much. I'm talking cities like Detroit, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Columbus, Philadelphia, Baltimore. Any of these cities, have you been to any of them? Any of them that you would recommend?
I mean, you know, Rory, I'm a big movie man. The viewers know this. The listeners know this. Our lovely listeners, viewers, make sure you subscribe. What's the name of that podcast?
Don't miss the bus.
Don't miss the bus. They're Philadelphia.
Yep.
There's a movie.
It is.
Everybody relates to it.
Da-na-na. He's the man.
Na-na-na. We're, of course, talking Rocky, the man, Balboa. So, of course, what's it called?
Adrian!
He, there's actually a statue. Maybe you've seen it.
Yes, I have indeed.
So, yeah, Philadelphia, great. Definitely the Philly steak sandwiches are phenomenal. Really, really tasty.
And do your research on that. They're absolutely. They can be hit and miss.
Hit and miss. Certainly, I would also say the Liberty Bell. All right. Did you know Philadelphia was once the capital of America?
Yes, I did.
So you can go see the Liberty Bell, which, you know, they don't ring. It just sits there, I think. Maybe they ring it. I'm not sure. Just bear in mind the line to go see it is a long one. Okay. Very famous place to go in America. I wouldn't recommend it.
I wasn't impressed with the tour. I did the tour and I was...
It's quite boring, actually, I find.
Yeah.
It's very stale. I mean, America doesn't have a rich, rich history like the likes of Europe kind of thing.
Yeah.
So for me... it's kind of lost a little bit on me personally, but Philly, I have been to. Those other places, I have not. I'd love to hear more.
All of these cities were major industrial areas and they had their shining thing. Detroit, the cars, Pittsburgh was steel. And they feel like they're on the decline for the last 40 years. They have some really cool things happening in them. A lot of artists and startups are moving into the city centers because it's cheap. And you scratch below the surface, and it's really good. I've got a friend in Baltimore and he makes handcrafted furniture. And Baltimore's a pretty... it's got some bad stereotypes about it, but it was actually, we had a great time there. One city that I didn't mention and I really like is Milwaukee. Now, Milwaukee's north of Chicago. It's about an hour north. It's in the state of Wisconsin and it's an underrated city. It's cheap. You get a beer for a dollar, burgers for a dollar. They've got the longest festival. It's a 10-day festival called Summerfest on the lake, and you can get into like $30 or $40 and you see great artists there.
Really?
We did see Katy Perry and Britney Spears.
Were you with Regan?
I was with Regan.
Our friend Regan. Big shout out to Regan, one of our dedicated listeners.
I didn't know, but Regan goes, what days do you want to go? Who do you want to see? And I was like, I don't care, Regan, you choose. And Regan loves his hip hop. Not hip hop, what's the brand? What is that? The pop. Pop music he loves, and he loves Rihanna, and that's who we ended up seeing. Gotta say, Katy Perry, great show. Britney Spears, not so great.
Well, yeah, I've heard she's not that great.
No.
No.
But Milwaukee, well worth, underrated. If you get there, there's a place called Spy Bar, and it's a secret bar, and you have to have a code to get in, but they make you jump through hoops to get in. They've got film cameras filming you. But you get in, and they open this, like, secret door, and you go in, and all the drinks are in weird, different things, and you watch the people trying to get into the bar. It's really cool.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah. So that's a recommendation. Also, outside of Milwaukee North, there's a place called Wisconsin Dells. You'd never guess. Wisconsin Dells.
Wisconsin Dells, okay.
It's the highest concentration of water parks in North America. And I'm literally not joking you. There's about 20 or 30 water parks. All of the hotels there have water parks and water slides attached. And it's only open 3, 4, 5 months of the year, but people flood there from, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And people in the, like, the Midwest, Northern Midwest, all know of Wisconsin Dells because they go there as kids.
Okay.
I also recommend going up to Madison, which is the college town, big football team. So if you want to see college football, Madison, or a place called Ann Arbor, yep, in Michigan, but the home of NFL. You know, do you know where they call the home of NFL?
I know the people's team is the Cowboys.
The people's team, yeah.
The home, I don't know.
So, like, the sacred home.
Oh, what, is that the Green Packers? The
Green Bay Packers, yes.
Yeah.
So Green Bay is not a big city.
It's a tiny city.
And it's one of the most successful NFL teams. And you go up there, especially in a winter's day, it is freezing cold, outdoor stadium, and it's called Lambeau Field. If you can get to Lambeau Field, magical experience.
Yeah.
Are they
the only NFL team which isn't in a... They're the only ones that have a small town.
Yeah.
Because the rest are all like New York and...
Yeah, exactly.
These, yeah.
A small city. And they've been very successful over the years. So other places I recommend on the east, the Outer Banks,
yep,
in North Carolina, a string of islands... Nice beaches. You can go crabbing. It's this cool little off the beaten track place. A lot of Americans or US people go there on holidays.
So crabbing, is that clams? No, that's different, isn't it? Clam, because clam chowder. That's not crabs, is it?
No, it's clams. Crabs.
Yeah.
Clams are shells.
Yeah. Yep.
And the other place, you'll have heard of this, but not a lot of tourists go there. Atlantic City.
Oh, yes, yes. Have you ever seen Empire Records, the movie?
I have. That's a great movie.
You know
movie.
Where he goes to Atlantic City?
Yep.
Lucas.
Yeah. So Atlantic City is tacky.
Oh, yeah.
If you go a street back off the boardwalk, it's pretty dangerous and rough. But if you stay on the boardwalk, it's cheap,
yep,
and it's fun. As long
it's
as you,
New Jersey, isn't it?
It's New Jersey, yeah. Yep. So as long as you know what you're getting into and you don't expect glam,
yep,
and you take it with a grain of salt, you can have a lot of fun in Atlantic City.
Did you see the situation? Mike, the situation?
Oh, here we go.
Snooki?
I know exactly what you're
Ronnie?
Talking to. Are you a fan?
I was a fan. I was one of those. You know those, just in case you don't know what we're talking about, that's Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
You know they're all millionaires.
Huge.
Every
yes.
one of those little monkeys is now making a fortune.
100%.
So if you want to become big, go on a trashy reality TV show, get in fights, get drunk, and you can become a millionaire. Living the dream, Rory.
Living the dream.
You know,
life
none of
goals.
This bachelorette, bachelor stuff.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Have you got anything else for us before we go?
No, I mean, I'm assuming we're about to give our melon ratings.
Melon rating, as always.
Yes. So where are we starting with first?
Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
Watermelon sugar.
Hi.
Out of four, people.
People. This is controversial, Rory.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah. Look, there's nobody ever below a two in my people rating. Love the
people.
Well,
then we should just do it out of two.
I need you to be quiet, okay? out of four, I'm gonna put them at 2.5. Maybe 3.
2.5?
Yeah. 2.5, 3. Yeah.
But you said they were cold.
No, I said a couple of people were cold.
Okay.
I'm not going to put Grant Brand them all because I know so many lovely New York people, Boston people, But there was a couple that made me feel that way. So I'm going to give it 2.5, pushing on a 3, because there's so many nice people that bump it up.
Yeah, I'm happy with a 2.5. Yeah. I think that's pretty good. It's you wouldn't go there for the people, is my view. Not that they're bad, but it's there's so much other things.
By the
things
way, East Coast people listening to this, Rory is a-hole. I agree with you.
I don't
you
mean
don't
it
go
like
there
that.
For the people.
I don't mean
you
it
are
like
the meanest person I've ever heard. Do you know that?
You give everybody a 3.
You wouldn't go there for because I sit on the fence.
Well, let's yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, island place like that. You go there because the people
are
fun.
I see what you're saying. And you're basically saying the people on the East Coast aren't fun. I get you, man.
I'm not saying that they're not
Rory,
fun.
What are you
they're
trying
just
to say?
Highlight. That's not their strength.
So their strength is not being good people. Okay.
I didn't say that they're not good people.
Rory, they're not horrible people.
Okay, I give them a 4, Mark. I give them a 4. I love you, East Coast people. Okay, watermelons. How many would you give for entertainment?
Come on. You're New York City. 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah.
So the same as the people?
Yeah.
Okay. Your melon rating.
No, I gave people 2.5, 3, didn't I? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. What was your next
I would give it 3.5, 2.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite there. I would like some national parks and some things besides the cities. And there is, but they're not spectacular. Up in north of Boston, there is Arcadia National Park.
Yeah.
Where are we up to?
The food?
The foods?
Look, to be honest, Rory, if you didn't throw Chicago in there at the end with the pizza pie, because I was a fan, it would have been lower than this. The food I would give, I mean, come on, there's so many good choices. Again, 3, 3.5 melons for me.
3.5.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
3.5 melons.
And the last one, value for money.
Value for money is 2 melons. Expensive. Again, expensive. Like, they pump up those prices because they have the influx of tourists. Manhattan, New York is extremely expensive. So is Boston. So, a solid 2.
Because my scale goes lower than a 2, I'm going to say a 1.5.
Are you saying I'm sitting on the fence?
Yes, yes.
Every time?
Yeah. And have you got anything else? You're done with your melon rating?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up. And I just want to finish this week's episode with a big thanks to all those beautiful people in the East Coast of the United States. Love you guys. Thank you.